You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
First, we have a New York musician putting out high-energy electronic pop music.
What if Ben Folds cut a whole record singing for Daft Punk? That's not something I've ever wondered, but it's what you get with Skylar Spence's ridiculously fun new dance record, Prom King, a sweet and sour combination of voice and sound that leaves a pleasant aftertaste. The voice belongs to 22-year-old Ryan DeRobertis, who chose the name Skylar Spence when a certain soda brand called him up to say that his old pseudonym, St. Pepsi, was indeed already trademarked. For somebody so young, DeRobertis seems well-versed in the pop music of his parents' generation. At different times on Prom King, he sounds determined to update Duran Duran for his own, folding the goofiest sounds of the 80s in with Nile Rodgers-styled disco guitar licks. And you can tell on this song, Can't You See, that DeRobertis isn't skimping on the lyrics either, as he gets a little bit vulnerable and silly.
Don't you see what I'm saying, baby? I was crying over nothing. Made a few good friends and lost a couple dozen. I felt glued to the wall in spite of it all. Don't you see what I'm saying, baby? I stepped out of line, out of sight and out of mind. My thoughts distorted in the haze of desire. I was far from my best, tried too hard. Kiss myself. I could myself.
That's Skylar Spence with Can't You See off his new album, Prom King, which is out now on Car Park Records. Skylar Spence will perform at Theopolis in Norman on November 2nd. Next, we have a new album from an Oklahoma City rapper.
Local rapper Tony LeSure spent his first record, 2013's Slow Narrations of LTZ, reminiscing on a youth spent on the north side of Oklahoma City, zip code 73120. And it's to that part of town he returns with his latest record, Barcelona 92, this time with a smoother, fuller sound and more vivid stories about a tight-knit family, daydreaming at school, and early experiences with peer pressure and Christianity. In other words, LTZ, as he's known, presents a sort of Oklahoma City every kid. DJ Jeff Chips Kratzer assists here, handling a gorgeous old-school production that's full of warm backing vocal samples, subtle saxophone groans, and crisp, sizzling guitar licks, the kind of stuff that UGK favored in the late 90s when the Texas duo had hit their stride. But Barcelona 92 definitely isn't much for the tough guy talk. LTZ instead presents a cool, confident persona that isn't afraid to admit to an unrequited crush or declare admiration for a close friend or relative. Here's the song Lessie, which closes the record out.
And you can tell what's my problem. I'm feeling like Kanye right after he just lost his mama. Wanted to do something in her honor, named the company Donda. I wonder why that's not the name he gave to his daughter. These are things that I ponder while I'm in my car driving. I don't live close enough to the highway for it to make a difference. Plus the place that I'm whipping really ain't time sensitive. Oh, since you bad baby girl, I'm supposed to give a kiss. And since you gave me your number, post to remember it. No, not interested, Troy. They reminisce over you, so I don't get why you so sensitive. This the dude I wanted to be in 2006, with a BBC shirt and a bunch of kicks. I guess I OD'd on a bunch of it. Looking at my morals, lost a bunch of them. My homie looked to the sky, but he ain't prayed yet. He go to church all the time, but he ain't sage yet. Cause he thinking about all the goals he ain't made yet. Throw his money in the air, watch it fall, that's his rain check. But these are things that I really can't complain in. Cause he come into my music, always say play that. Used to come near and always ask where the babes at. Used to get scared when daddy said something with your grades at. I remember before we got old, the way we would judge who got chose by which one of us got waved at. Got a hug from her, got a hug from her. In the way she hugged me, oh, I'm in love with her. I had a crush on Ozzy, Alyssa, and Nori. But that's a different type of wind chimes knocking together story. I remember. But when I was younger, only thing that had me worried is going to a sleepover, they would hear me snoring. My daddy look at me and say, son, be better. I say, come on, daddy, you know that takes forever. If difficult takes a day, impossible takes a week, then being better than my daddy is somewhere in between. It's the only thing I wanna be, right here at 23, 24, 25, whenever this hits your ears and eyes. The only thing I wanna be in this nation under God, the only thing I really wanna be in this world is my pops. I'm standing on this stage like I'm about to die. I'm standing on this stage like I'm about to cry. Looking at the sky and I'm asking God why. And I hear my granny voice come down, son, just try.
Down by the river, down by the sea, where the souls get saved and men set free. Down by the river, down by the sea, if you wanna see some change, welcome to show me. Down by the river, down by the sea, where the souls get saved and men set free. Down by the river, down by the sea, if you wanna see some change, welcome to show me. Down by the river, down by the sea, where the souls get saved and men set free. Down by the river, down by the sea, if you wanna see some change, welcome to show me. Down by the river,
by the sea, where the souls get saved, and men set free. Down by the river, down by the sea. If you wanna see some change, walk on past your knee.
That's Oklahoma City artist LTZ with Lessie off his new album, Barcelona 92. Finally, we have a North Carolina trio using blaring rock guitars to anchor their southern sound.
Mount Moriah is an excellent slow-drawling country rock band that's fronted by the inimitable Heather McIntyre, who writes complex, narrative-rich songs with a style that's straightforward and easy to follow. The band's last record, Miracle Temple, was one of my favorites from 2013, and they're back now with an ode to the very rural, unincorporated community of Calvander, North Carolina, the band's home state. I recommend Mount Moriah if you like things like Dolly Parton's voice, cowboy boots on guitar pedals, and or fog slowly rolling into the valley. Check it out.
With Calvander, and this has been Sample Size. In its current issue, Look at OKC features a district-by-district breakdown of Oklahoma City development. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.